This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly on Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said the ballot was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup. That's according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Group. The junta has said the number is much lower. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege, after the disqualification of her strongest competition, fueling apathy that left some polling places largely deserted despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, along with analysts, indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who is already under U.S. sanctions, is in the lead. U.S. President Joe Biden, took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. The president noted that the widespread vaccination campaign had set the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Authority is calling off an agreement whereby Israel would transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to it in exchange for a similar number later this year. The PA says the doses, which Israel began shipping to the occupied West Bank on Friday, are too close to expiring. Palestinian officials had come under heavy criticism on social media after the agreement was announced earlier, with Palestinians accusing them of accepting subpar vaccines and suggesting they might not be effective. In announcing the agreement, Israel said the vaccines will expire soon without specifying the exact date. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. With the U.S. North Korea's state media released Kim's comments shortly before President Joe Biden's special representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in South Korea Saturday for talks over stalled nuclear diplomacy with the North. Kim Jong-un presided over a four-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Committee, which he summoned to discuss efforts to salvage a dismal economy hurt by years of mismanagement and U.S.-led sanctions that were made worse by the pandemic border closures. A senior U.S. general has warned that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the world's attention. He spoke at the close of a large-scale U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. The low-lying war games, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller parts held in Tunisia and Senegal. The annual drills were skipped last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And General Stephen Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, praised the work accomplished in joint operations, but he painted a dark picture of threats besetting different parts of Africa. And recapping one of our top stories, UN Chief Antonio Guterres is now pushing the 193-member General Assembly to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. This after it was the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government in February. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.